All day long.
Oh, big trucks.
These are all the big trucks coming from all these construction zones. Yeah.
Can you just tell me your name?
Patty Green.
And what's your address here?
2392 Southeast 1st Avenue, Canby.
Yeah. So you guys are literally across the street from Project Shakespeare.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
We first got notified that the Shakespeare Project was going to have a meeting, and they really only needed to notify the people around 500 feet away. So we all went to the meeting. Yeah. Not that long ago. Everything's happening that I can't believe how quick the process, it just goes so quick.
Yeah.
And Walnut was a pretty good, decent street when we bought here about 4 years ago. And now it's just back to being bump, 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 bump. And it's, for back traffic, but First Avenue is just gone all the way from Hines all the way down. It's gone really bad. I'm definitely going to sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That wasn't what you wanted, right? I mean, you...
Oh, absolutely not.
To retire out here.
We finally found this place and moved back after we transferred back here to retire. Mm. My husband's soon to retire. And we found this piece because it was close enough, but out in the country. Little light industrial going in and across. You know, we knew that, which is fine with us because, you know, it's a nice little piece of property. But I moved my father, which is 87, down for quiet and from Alaska, and he's not even used to hearing cars, so.
Well, and you were telling me earlier, he, you know, served World War II, he's a military veteran, even some of the construction that's been happening here, and obviously coming from Alaska, it's all been very hard on him.
It's been very hard.
Yeah.
It's back to the stress, the nightmares. I can always tell when he's on edge, you know, because they've got so many, they've already destroyed all the homes over there.
They literally
chipped them in little piles and all the trees. And so all the big clanging and the trucks and that's too much for them.
Yeah. Are you and your dad, are you going to look to stay in Canby or are you leaving?
Outskirts, maybe. You know, that's sad because my mom raised my last three brothers and sisters here in Canby.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that. And I remember coming through when I was 16. And so when I looked for a place when we came home, mm-hmm. after being out of the out 20 years, I looked at Canby. And
yeah.
I rented a place here until I found the exact property that I wanted. Yeah, I don't think I'll look around here.
Is there anything, maybe there's many things. Is there one thing that you would say to our elected leaders in Canby?
Why I went at every meeting and asked them to help and spoke about it, and they could just sit there and look at me and say, we can't talk about that right now.
Yeah.
After, we can only talk about it after the planning committee decides or does or brings it up.
Right.
And so after the planning committee did that, I went back in and they said, well, no, the planning committee has decided, so we now don't have a choice.
Yeah, now there's no choice.